I'm going to say something that you are absolutely all familiar with and also well, of course. And that is that God offends your mind to get to your heart. He often offends our belief systems, have you noticed? He offended his followers and many turned back from him because of it. Being offended with God is much more common than we would actually like to admit. But it's okay, because what's happening, you see, is that's that old human nature that is getting offended. It's those old belief systems that he's shifting, and he confronts us with the truth of what he's actually saying, and we react by being offended. But hopefully we come through that, because relationship is what he's after. He's going to go straight for your heart every time. We're pleading to have our needs met. He's saying, get the relationship first and the needs will be met automatically. Because once you're in that place of Matthew 6:33, seeking first and only the kingdom of God and his righteousness, is the promise there, all things that the Gentiles seek will come to you. So once you get the relationship right, everything else trails in behind automatically. Can't do anything else. But like a tail on a dog, it's stuck there and it follows where the dog decides to go. So what about it this morning, beloved? He's calling for intimacy. He doesn't want your fastings. He doesn't want your shouting in prayer. He doesn't want you banging on the doors of heaven. He wants you coming in. He's beckoning you, patting the seat next to himself and saying, come and rest a while here. Come and be with me, my beloved. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. And can we tone the decibel level down a bit, because I can hear you. Come on. You're welcome in the throne room, you know. Get on in there. God bless you.